Good morning, America. This is the Cats Roundtable. John Catsimatidis here. Every week we get a COVID update for the last 52 weeks, so might as well continue. With us today is Dr. Peter Michalos to give us an update. Good morning, Dr. Michalos. How are you today?
Good morning, John. Good morning, Cats Roundtable audience. A lot going on, a lot of good news, a lot of so-so news, but right now we have some great news that GlaxoSmith Klein got approval from the FDA for emergency use authorization for sotrovimab, which is a monoclonal antibody that now can be given to mild and moderate cases from age 12 and older, which is really something new. So we could even treat kids and anyone over 95 pounds or is high risk for progression. Anybody over 65 will get it. So it'll block the virus in the early viral replication phase. And the way they give it is 500 milligrams one time in an IV over 30 minutes. And if people are high risk, like have kidney disease, diabetes, immune suppression, high blood pressure, sickle cell, or chronic lung disease, they're all eligible to get this. The other news that we have is...
I mean, you have to get an actual... Doctor, you have to get an actual IV versus just taking a pill?
Yeah, for that one, you have to get an IV, but right now it's approved, and the only approved outpatient treatment as of this moment is the Regeneron IV antibody. The FDA met on the 30th and approved the Merck molnupiravir. The advisory panel said yes, but the FDA did not approve it yet for emergency use authorization. They take the recommendation of the FDA advisory panel, and then hopefully by Christmas we'll have some pills. The other news is that as of Monday, all travelers entering the United States from airports will have to test negative a day before they arrive. So I don't know how they're going to work that out with people coming in by ship or what they're going to do at the border. That's a whole other story. The other concern is that the Omicron variant is starting to pop up in various places around the country, but Delta variant is still the dominant variant. The Massachusetts hospitals are running out of ICU beds, as are in some other states, and the hospitalizations are up 90% in the last 4 weeks. But the good news is that the death rate is not up due to the vaccinated people, just like the first patient who was reported with the Omicron variant was vaccinated with Moderna. They were sick, but they had mild symptoms, so that's great news. And the other thing is that the molnupiravir should hopefully be approved by Christmas, and the United Kingdom and Bangladesh already have approved it, and they're starting to use it there. So that's an excellent,
Now the word is
we have the pills.
The word around is that the Omicron is a very mild type of flu or COVID. Is that the way you understand it too?
No, it's not. It's just been reported that the people that had it were vaccinated people, so we don't really know yet what is going to happen with unvaccinated people. I haven't seen any reports of how people who are unvaccinated have done, and also that a lot of the testing that occurs, we don't really ever get to know which variant it is unless you're in an academic center that's doing a PCR test and does a sub-analysis to see which variant that we're dealing with. So that's the difference, but it is definitely more contagious from what they're seeing, because as we said on the Cats Roundtable before, that these viruses learn when you put downward pressure on them with vaccines and you try to kill them, they start learning to spread more to find the unvaccinated, and that's what they're trying to do right now. But between the IV antibodies, the pills that are coming out, we should hopefully be getting this under control, I'm hoping, by springtime. But I think now that winter, people, as we said on the Cats Roundtable 2 weeks ago, after Thanksgiving, we're going to see a bump in cases. And, for example, in Ohio now, the hospitals are filling up. And but the good news is the death rate is extremely low for people who have been vaccinated. In Ohio, since January 1st, of the 12,372 deaths they had, only 594 were fully vaccinated. So vaccines still give you enough general immunity to hold the virus at bay during its early viral replication phases. But I think with all these new pills coming out, and the Pfizer pill as well, which reduces hospitalization and death by 89%, will hopefully be approved. And it's just a matter of weeks. And I hope the FDA is working overtime to get that into the pharmacies. So we'll, and also testing, we need to expand our testing to know who is positive, get them the medicines and the pills or the IV and antibodies quickly so we can get out of this pandemic finally. But I think the combination of all these things together, that's what's going to really finally get us out of this situation, unless we get some wild new variant that can evade all of them. But God willing, that's not going to happen.
Understood. And all these COVIDs, with all the new Omicron and all those names, they're all interrelated to the original COVID-19?
Yeah, what happens is it's a type of coronavirus, and then eventually it mutates. The same reason every year we have to update the flu vaccine, because the viruses mutate. You know, we try to kill them with vaccines, therapeutics, just like we try to kill bacteria. And what do we have? Resistant bacteria for infections in general. And the same thing is happening. New variants will be popping up until you can get enough people have herd immunity or enough people are vaccinated and there are enough therapeutics, quick testing, and quickly knock it out in the first few days during the viral replication phase. That's how you get a pandemic under control. But, you know, we're headed in the right direction as a country.
Is there any good, reliable home testing machines yet? Or kits?
The problem is the collection method, that it's very difficult to have someone collect their own sample. And, you know, standing in a mirror and someone's trying to stick something up your nose, your reaction is to close your eyes, to pull away. So the accuracy of these things is questionable. What I'm hoping for, there'll be eventually in pharmacies, just like you can go get your blood pressure checked, there'll be a little machine where you blow into it like a breathalyzer, and it'll tell you whether you have COVID positive or negative. That's what we really need, some super rapid tests to be able to tell us what's happening. But we do have 10,000 testing centers around the country, but we definitely need more, and we need a more reliable home test to be able to identify who is positive. But fortunately, in the United States, we have so many urgent care centers all over the country scattered that if your doctor's not available, go to the urgent care center, get tested. If you're positive, they'll refer you to an infusion center, and you can get antibodies and get help. Don't sit around at home and wait till you can't breathe.
Dr. Peter Michalos, thank you for your valuable information for all our citizens. And God bless you and God bless America. Thank you.
Thanks for getting the truth out.